You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, let's go to London to catch up with Adam. Adam, a very good morning to you. I'm not sure if it's a good morning on your side. Brexit brinkmanship, more twists and turns. Are we going to see a clean exit or not?
Oh, probably not. How's that for fudging the answer to that question? But it all feels like a great big fudge with the capital F at the moment. Boris Johnson got a Brexit deal with the European Union. The Prime Minister here took it to Parliament. They decided that he would not push it for a vote because basically he'd have lost. And anyway, it's all about whether you have the vote on the Brexit deal and then the legislation that enacts it, or you have the legislation that enacts it and then the vote on the Brexit deal. That way round is what MPs want. The other way round, with a vote first, legislation after, is what the Prime Minister wants. The Prime Minister was duty-bound, legally bound, to send a letter to the EU saying, can we please have a delay?
Yeah.
Can we extend beyond Halloween? He didn't sign it. Instead, he accompanied it with his own private letter saying, please don't allow any delay. We don't want a delay beyond Halloween. We have that going on. We have the politics of petulance and playground nonsense. It's extraordinary.
The politics of petulance. I like that phrase. Talk to me about redefining non-stop air travel.
Yeah, the world's longest flight, certainly the world's longest passenger flight, has taken place. Admittedly, there were a few caveats to this. They flew from New York to Sydney in under 20 hours, no stops along the way, and that is, after all, over 16,000 kilometres. So London to Johannesburg, London to Cape Town, it's that plus 7,000 kilometres more, so it's a big deal. The idea that essentially you can go anywhere in the world. But the caveats included the fact that there were only 50 passengers on board, there was no hold luggage, and I believe they were allowed to eat light snacks. See what I did there? yeah. Whether they can do it with a full plane and a full payload, we'll see. But it's extending the bounds of possibility with non-flight travel. And I guess that's a good thing. Our world gets a little bit smaller, a little bit closer as a result.
And somebody's going to come up with a word for it. Talking of which, tell me about the strange new words featured in the official Oxford English Dictionary.
Yeah, a bunch of non-words in some ways. But yeah, I mean, I know language is a living, evolving thing, but sometimes it just feels a bit more dying and devolving. But in the Oxford English Dictionary, seen sometimes as the doyen of dictionaries, they have now included words like kapow, because after all, we live in a Batman comic world, Jedi, because after all, we live in a Star Wars comic world, although I'd have thought Jedi would have been in there 40 years ago, but there we go. Things are getting worse, though, in the Oxford English Dictionary. They now have the word whatevs. This is for people who can't be bothered to say whatever. Something with an F and no G for people who can't be bothered to say something. And chillax, because obviously the words chill and relax don't do it enough.
The young people would say, Adam, chillax. Chillax, that's all you got to do. All right, Adam Gilchrist on the line from the UK.